Now, you might say, well, what's happening? What'll happen when you sing praises to God? Kept researching. He said, praises bring God on the scene. You do what? It brings God on the scene. Praises open the gates of heaven. Glory be to God. And the doors of blessing will flow. Praise display worry and dilute concerns and fear. Praise tarnish sadness and manifest goodness. So what's happened when you start singing? You get joyful. Start, you know, I know it's not based on feeling, but you start feeling good. You start feeling good. You start saying, hallelujah. Just keep saying, hallelujah. You even sang that song that came up tonight. He's my strength. He's my strength. What happens when you sing praises to God? All right, we're finna see some in the Word. Let's look in the book of Acts, chapter 16, starting at verse 25. Let's see what happened when you start praising, singing praises unto God. Uh-oh. Acts 16 and 25. And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God. And the prisoners heard them. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundation of the prison was shaken. And immediately all the doors was opened, and everyone's band were loose. What happens? Did you see that? At midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God. And look what happened. Praise be to God. I'm going to go back a little bit. I missed the verse that I was intending to read, and then we're going to come back there. Let's go back to Psalms 96. It said, oh, sing unto the Lord a new song. Sing unto the Lord all the earth. Sing unto the Lord, bless his name, and show forth his salvation from day to day. Amen. Praise be to God. And that's why we are doing a call to praise the Lord. And then as we go on, I've read that about the book of Acts. When they began to sing, he said it was an earthquake. And the bands were loose. They were loose as they sing. What happens when you sing praises to God? And then, is singing a form of prayer? Can it be? Songs prayed to be, seems to be God, a favorite form of prayer. Songs give. A favorite form of prayer. For the Bible instructs us to sing to the Lord, come into God's presence with singing, making melody to the Lord, and enter God's court in songs. I kept on thinking about that. I said, Lord, what is it about these songs that we're getting out to? We begin to sing, pastor begin to talk about speak over, you're going to start singing songs. And as I thought about it, and I looked, I said, in the natural, before I got saved, maybe before you got saved, or the world's way of doing things. I said, let's look at the natural man about singing. We learn from a child to sing. We sing A, B, C, A, B, C, D, E, F, G from a child. Then sing numbers. We sung nursery rhymes. Even when a baby cry, what we do? We sing to him. I said, Lord Jesus. And I'm going to tell you, when I kept looking, thinking about singing, I thought, I said, well, I talked about the baby. Let's talk about when I was a teenager or a young adult. And we're talking about in the world right now. We sing love songs. We should sing love songs. You know, I should sing them songs by the Isley Brothers. Marvin Gaye. Aretha Franklin. Just to name a few of them that were away. Y'all remember them Isley Brothers, don't you? Miss John, you probably even know them, don't you? All right, the world's way. Well, praise God. I know you know Aretha Franklin. We sung those songs. Now, got saved, filled with the Holy Ghost, Miss Kathy. Now, we singing a new song. Glory be to God. A new song. Hallelujah. You know, Brother Tim, he always tell us, he said, rejoice in the Lord always and rejoice. That's in the word. We can sing now about his goodness. Yeah. The goodness of the Lord. Yeah. That's what we sing now. Right. That's what we tell people about, the goodness of the Lord. Praise be to God.